How you guys doing?
Pretty good. What stands out to you about Coach Belichick? And the reason I ask is he's just ringing up these wins and he's about to possibly tie Tom Landry for third all time.
Yeah.
You haven't played for any other head coach, but what stands out to you as to how he's...
Well, he's just so consistent. I think he, you know, is such an approach and an urgency to his coaching and, you know, how he gets the whole staff prepared and the players and, you know, everything's important. The walkthroughs, the OTAs, the mini camps, training camp, you know. I don't think you'd notice many times between a OTA day and a, you know, Super Bowl week, the way that, you know, he approaches the preparations. So, you know, it gets us all ready to go and that urgency, you know, helps us get ready and keeps us focused and, you know, hopefully leads to a good practice that we can put together and, you know, day after day. And you try to make a lot of improvements and, you know, those improvements really show up in the game. So I think he's just a great coach and just a great, you know, you're right. He's been my only coach. So it's been a lot of fun.
Did you get everything out of your system over the bye weekend? Feel ready to go again?
Yeah, we got 8 to go. So this is about the time when everyone starts, you know, it's when you see what you're made of. So, you know, 8 games are done. I think we've learned a lot of things. And, you know, hopefully we can use the things we've learned and apply them. And, you know, very competitive games, starting obviously with this one, a tough place to play against a very tough team. And none of them are going to be easy. So we're going to have to play, you know, better than we played. And that's what our goal is.
You guys have an extended road trip coming up, 8 or 9 days. Did something similar in 2014. Just curious, what was the experience like being on the road for so long that time?
It's, you know, it's, they're all different experiences. You know, I think, you know, if you win, they're a lot of fun. You remember them after the year and you're like, man, that was great. You know, but if you lose, you know, they all kind of suck. So I think you really got to, you know, try to do your best to win the games. And, you know, it's still a lot of football and, you know, most of us are in a routine anyway. You kind of know how to prepare, but, you know, just in a different environment. This will be a little bit different than the last time we did that when we were in San Diego, because we still got to travel again. But, you know, it's just a unique thing. It probably will never happen again, but it's a, you know, hopefully we can go take advantage of it.
All the venues are tough to play in. But why does this one seem to be one of the tougher ones for this team to play in?
I think they've had good teams. I mean, really, it's playing a really, you know, obviously you play on the road, it's tough communication-wise, but when you play good teams, I think the margin of error is even more slim. And this team's always had, you know, a good football team. I mean, it's they've been good in all phases, well-coached, you know, good players, good offenses, defenses, kickers. A lot of the games have been close. So it's just, there's a little margin of error when you go out there, and, you know, we're going to have to play good. They got a great defense, they got great players on both sides of the ball, and, you know, you can't go out there and make a bunch of mistakes and expect to win.
Are they any more dangerous because their backs may be against the wall because of kind of their record right now and one loss could probably put them in a bigger hole?
Yeah, well, I mean, every team, I think at this point, all these wins are important for every team. I mean, no one likes to lose, obviously. We feel that way. We've been, you know, lost a game. There's definitely urgency, and you learn a lot from the losses, and everyone wants to get the bad taste out of their mouth. And, you know, anytime, you know, you lose, that's how you feel. I'm sure they feel that way. We felt that way this year. And, you know, it's still going to come down to how well you prepare and play this particular week, what happened last week or next week. You know, is it going to matter much? It's really, you know, what we do this week. So, you know, we're going to have to play good, you know, to beat them. But, you know, hopefully we can go execute and make a bunch of plays and, you know, take care of a lot of things for us.
Tom, what's it been like not having Jimmy around and also having Brian back?
It's only been a week, so, you know, it's a short period of time. You know, we've been off a lot of that time, too. So, you know, again, I try to approach it like I always have every day, whether it's, you know, Jimmy's not here or receiver's not here or lineman, you know, it's just, you just still got to focus on doing your best. I think that's what being a professional is. I mean, we've dealt with a lot of changes, certainly me being here and seeing a lot of guys come and go at different times. It's just, there's always transition, but you also got to focus on what you need to do to help the team win. And, you know, for me, it's play quarterback and do the best I can do. And then, you know, having someone I'm familiar with, you know, is always, you know, great because, you know, you've already got a relationship. And Brian and I have always stayed friends and kept in touch. So, you know, we kind of picked up where we left off.
Yeah,
Brian, bring maybe a little bit different perspective to the room since he's been to so many different teams between his last stop here and now?
Yeah, you know, he's had different experiences and different, you know, organizations and coaches and plays and schemes and players. And, you know, it's always good to get that input to know exactly, you know, how they may have done some things that they were successful at. But, yeah, it's definitely helpful. And, you know, we've had plenty of those conversations, so it's good to have him back.
I had a question on just quarterback play. How do you balance sort of a play where you might take off and run versus...
When does that happen?
I don't know. Almost 1,000 yards rushing, right?
Getting close. A lot of quarterback sneaks.
How do you balance that? You know, the idea of when you run, you are putting yourself at risk, you know, and the team needs you for the big picture. How do you sort of reconcile that?
You know, I think everybody has different skill sets, and, you know, there's a lot of ways to move the ball up and down the field. It's always, you know, depending on what your skill set is and, you know what mine is and what I'm comfortable doing. You know, for me to drop back and read coverages and find open guys and figure out where soft spots are, make accurate throws, you know, that's what works best for me. So a lot of times, you know, even though it may look like a big opening to run, you know, I'm like, man, that's a great opening to throw. I can see everything. It's really clear. You know, it just doesn't quite trigger in my mind, hey, take off and go, because there's a lot of space. I think there's other quarterbacks who, when they see a lot of space, they think, man, there's a great opportunity to run. You know, so it's just kind of how you've been trained and what you're confident in and so forth. And then, you know, when I do that, like once a season, and I take off down the field, I mean, things are happening a lot quicker than what I'm used to. I'm obviously not practicing those things very much, so... You know, a lot of it is just, hey, how are we going to protect the ball and get as much as you can and, you know, make sure you're able to go and make the next play. But, you know, a lot of guys can run and make plays, and, you know, it's a great dimension to have. I wish I could run like a 4.8, but I don't. So, cool. Thanks, guys.